Peace, Spears and Mikes. Welcome back. We reunited. We got the whole gang here today. Shaka Zulu Watt Slice in the building. Great to have you back. Zulu King Just P in the building. And myself, Zulu King L1. Man, peace. Well, man, glad to be back with y'all, man.
Good to see you.
We was just talking off camera like about some of the recent developments going on, like. And it's stuff we really don't even care for. I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, I mean, it's not even entertaining to me. Like this whole Young Thug and Gunna, having a marathon in Brooklyn or a 5K run. People was calling it a rat race. I don't know, man. Which, like, they saying now Young Thug is, I guess, homosexual or something too. From what they saying now, what they saying? They leaked stuff out, P? Like info on that?
Like his interview tapes with his case, I guess it's him talking on the phone. I think they're phone calls, right? And I didn't hear all the tapes in entirety, but I heard like Rob Markman, certain people talking about certain parts. You know what I mean? One is how he bought Gunna streams to beat out The Weeknd for the number one spot. Another part that people were discussing was what was it? What was it? I just went blank real quick. What was another part that they were discussing? I'm not sure. Very different parts. It'll come back to me. But
I heard something
there's a
that
lot of
I
them.
heard
But I'll
something
tell
that
you all about
don't wear skinny jeans around them,
them.
cause he'll get at you or something like that. I heard that today. I don't know.
Today. Because I mean, some was suspect when he first dropped. You know what I mean? So. That's like the oldest of the rumors when it comes to Young Thug to me. But as far as them phone calls,
Right, what he said? What he say?
no,
I was smoking what?
look,
oh,
I'll
please,
say this. I haven't heard any of the tapes. I haven't heard any of the tapes because I'm not interested. I never was interested in his music.
Whoa.
Dude had like a little, he shopped in a little girl section and put a dress on, bought a dress and was wearing it. Like I don't subscribe to none of that stuff, but I did hear a couple of years ago him saying, him referring to smoking a blunt as he's smoking penises, and he referred to his friends, his homies, as his bays, his lovers, and his husbands.
Definitely,
So that
definitely.
right there. Actually, like, yo, I'm not gonna lie. I never paid attention to his case. I never said free him. I didn't care, to be honest with you.
Or
Like, after hearing that and like the whole dress thing, like, I don't want to hear nothing from you. So, like, I just think it's really weird for people to like be calling him a rat now and like disregarded all the like weirdo behavior because the music was popping or whatever. Like
That's a
so
fact.
now he's a rat. Disregard everything else and just focus on that he's allegedly snitching now. Like I really don't care about it. I'm just keep it real. Like I know this is a topic, but I haven't paid attention to anything. Like I see it, but I don't click on it. I see thumbnails and the headlines of certain things that he allegedly said on these tapes, but I'm not invested in hearing his voice. You know what I mean? Like I saw something today where he said he apologized to Glorilla for calling her ugly, and I'm just like yo man, like this dude, like it's just it, every day you see something, and I really don't want it in my feed, my algorithm.
Or
I don't want nothing. Like I've been standing clear, dude, since he came out. You know what I mean? Like since he debuted, I've been staying clear of him, and I intend to keep it that way. You know?
Yeah, no, I hear you. I remember like it was like 9 years ago, like 2016, like early. I guess he was like he had a quite a buzz with the young ones, and they're like, "Yo, you don't listen to Thugger's music?" I'm like, "Nah." They're like, "Come on, bro, you too young to be an old head. Like you gotta tap in." I'm like, yeah, am I missing something? Like, put me on. I was like, yo, let me hear three joints. There's three joints that's out right now. And I ain't gonna lie, them three joints was trash. I'm gonna be real with you. I couldn't even take it. One of them I thought was like semi okay, and the other two was straight garbage. And I was like, nah, I'm good. Like, and yo, the whole day they was trying to convince me. We was working, we was breaking down this truck. We was breaking down this truck, big ass truck, right? We had the rollers out with mad boxes, and they had the shit bumping, and they was like, yo, something really spitting. I'm like, nah, y'all bugging. Like, this shit is crazy. Like, throw some real shit on. You know what I'm saying? And these young dudes, I mean, and I hate to like, they just, I don't know, dudes be listening to some bullshit.
Nah, but it's dudes our age that listen to him too.
No, that's a fact. That's a
And be
fact.
jacking it. Like I can't fully blame the youth. Like I said like about a month ago on social media that like I'm not blaming the youngsters anymore because they're just following the blueprint that we laid for them. And it's us because we're the generation before them. And I'm not saying me specifically or directly, but I'm just saying our generation laid the blueprint for them to follow, you know, and they just, you know, because we had people our age that didn't care, didn't have any regard. Like we always say, like, yo, when we was that age, we wouldn't do certain things, but there were people our age that did these things, didn't have regard for the elders, didn't have regard for women, didn't have regard for
Reckless.
children. You know what I'm saying? We had those people, and I always thought it was corny. I always thought it was whack. I always like, so I'm not like just gonna like every time something happens like with the youth, I can't just be like, yo, the today's youth, because we had that
Yeah,
too,
no, it's
and the
unfair. It's
generation
unfair to
before
do that.
us had that too. Had dudes. I just went to Farmer's Day, and I, you know, and I wasn't gonna go, but I saw some of the reasons why I'm glad I don't live over there no more. And it was good to see a lot of people. I don't mean to get off subject, but you
No,
know,
go ahead,
I
bro. Yeah.
just I
Speak on it.
just s saw a few reasons why.
Well, people
You know what I'm
acting a
saying?
fool.
Not just the same, like just the
No
same
growth,
ignorance,
no.
man. Yeah,
Same,
just the
same old, same
same.
old. Nope.
Yeah, same
Nobody
old.
changing. They still on the same
Yeah,
time.
I seen a bunch of 50-year-olds, 60-year-olds, 40-year-olds, 30-year-olds, and 20-year-olds. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like doing, and I'm not trying to say that to say I'm better than anybody, but like, yo, man, if you still in the with the same mentality after all
Yeah,
these years, I
grow
know
up
how to be
already.
around people that I grew up with and not act like a 17-year-old or, you know, like somebody with you know, that hasn't grown. But what's up, P? I see you putting your hand up.
People gonna jack it. Yeah. That's my slime. That's my slime. Oh no. I
think P tapped out.
Yeah, some P frozen.
Well,
Let's see if he comes back in.
Excuse me. As far as like streaming and stuff and buying streams and all of that, that stuff has been in music for it predates streaming.
Right.
Like I remember like they accused Irv Gotti like more recent they accused I remember Irv Gotti saying it as a matter of fact. He bought the first few thousand copies of Ashanti's album. So people were shipping gold because the label was buying the records, they were buying the albums, like they were ordering
Right. We've
10,
heard a
they were
lot of
buying
cases like that.
100,000, right?
Right.
Like, so they can go gold, so they could ship gold, so it wouldn't be that big of a deal for them to go plat. It wouldn't be that difficult to go platinum, you know what I'm
Right.
saying? So, like, it's
Right.
always been that, it always been like
Yep.
a boosting of the numbers. So, I really don't care about that. And sales mean nothing to me. Streams means nothing to me. That doesn't dictate how hot an artist is to me because music is subjective and I like what I like. And just because this person has a billion streams doesn't mean that I have to like it. And it doesn't mean that I'm a hater either. It means I have preference and I have choice. You know what I'm
Right.
saying? If I don't want to listen to music that's in 2025 and I prefer to listen to 90s music, there's a section for that in all the streaming apps. In Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, everything. They have 90s music, 80s music, 70s music, and so on and so forth. So if I don't
Yep.
want to listen to 2025 because
Right.
I'm stuck in an era, I can do that. And that's my
So it's your
choice. And I
choice.
don't have to
Right.
listen to everybody. I like
Right.
it like that. And even before streaming, like I said, sales never dictated to
Right, right,
me
right,
whether
right.
somebody was nice or not. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's a bad, not talk towards P. I'm just saying like when people use like the streaming thing, whether it's fake or not, I don't think that's a good argument to gauge how dope a artist is.
Can
You
you
know what I'm saying?
think of right, I got you. Can you think of somebody from our era that people were like, yo, you gotta listen to this because it's hot, or something that was buzzing on the radio a lot, like hip hop wise, that you didn't necessarily like, something that was
Mims.
popular? Mims, right? This is why I'm hot, right? He had a very popular song. He was getting a lot of buzz, a lot of
And that was
talk.
it.
Right. And
Nelly.
well,
Nelly, I didn't
him in
like never
general,
liked
right?
Nelly. I
Right.
never yo, I and the thing about like Flex. I remember he was trashing Nelly, and then the
Or
following week he was throwing bombs on Country Grammar. And the thing about Nelly is, that's when I knew the payola was real too. Nelly, my man that I grew up with in my hood, my man Cal Boo, he was the first dude I saw in my hood before I went to the military. He had Country Grammar. He had the CD. And he was hyping them. And Cal Boo listened to everything. Mobb Deep, he from Queens, he from Far Rock to be exact. You know what I'm saying? He from the projects from
Wow.
Far Rockaway. And he was on Nelly early. And Country Grammar came out. He had the CD. We used to go to his crib, you know, smoke out, play video game.
Gotta
He
put
had
you
all
on.
the like, Yeah, and he was like, "Yo, what, man?" This is, he was like, "I know." He was like, "I know you. I know what you like and all of that. I know you Wu-Tanged out, Mobb Deep, Nas, and all of that, Jay-Z, whatever." But he was like, "Yo, this." He was like, "I'm telling you, this dude." And then when Nelly, went diamond, you know, I had saw him, and he was like, "Yo, I told you." I was like, "Yeah, you was right." I said, "He's still trash to me," but I was like, "I hear you." I was like, "He did his numbers." You know what I'm saying? He did
Do
his
you think he's
numbers, but
trash, or you just think he's not for us? Like, I don't think he's trash. I think he's talented, but he's just not for us. Like, you know what I'm
no,
saying?
I thought he was trash. I'm not. I ain't
I ain't
never.
even
I
give
ain't.
Saint Lunatics a try because of him. You know what I'm
No,
saying?
I
Like,
actually like. I like Brother Ali,
Ali was dope
and
from Saint
yeah,
Lunatics, yeah.
I like Brother Ali, and I liked not Brother Ali, because Brother Ali's
His brother Ali's from Minnesota. You know what I'm saying? But Ali, his
But
name was
Ali,
Ali.
right. Yeah, Ali, yeah,
Yeah.
right. And I thought Murphy Lee was okay. I thought Murphy Lee was all right, but they like not, and I'm not saying because there's dudes that's nice from the Midwest that I rock with. I just thought Nelly wasn't, he wasn't nice to me. Like I said, that's my preference. You know what I mean? And I'm not like the thing is like when people, oh, you a hater. Right, because I know there's probably gonna be somebody saying like I'm a hater. I'm hating on Nelly. This is a hater, all right. His music is garbage, and he don't deserve to make money off. I don't know how he's making money off it. That's a hater. When I call somebody's music whack, that's my choice. I'm however you get your money, that's how you get it. I'm not saying you don't deserve to make what you're making, and you shouldn't be in this position or whatever. That's a hater. That's somebody who like really has a disdain, and you know what I'm saying?
You
Like,
don't want to
I
see
just don't
someone be
like the music.
successful or elevate. Yeah, you wishing
Don't like the
negativity
music.
upon them. Right.
I don't like the
Right.
music. I think it's whack. Like, if I say something's whack, that don't mean I'm hating. I just don't like, I don't care if the whole world likes it. Like,
You
that's
know what I
just
didn't like?
my personal opinion.
You know what I didn't like, and I was really hating on him. Not hating to the sense like I'm the same way. I don't care. Like, I love to see any black man feed, you know what I'm saying, his family, give opportunity, businesses and all of that, to his family. I always root for the people. But I thought the dude B.O.B. was getting a lot of attention, and I'm like, I couldn't understand his gimmick with the guitar. And I don't think he's trash, but he was getting a lot of attention, and dudes like, you know, all these hit singles and whatnot. And I'm
He
like,
was
yo,
all right.
like he wasn't, his music wasn't trash, but I hated the buzz out of nowhere that he got. And then
Then he
seeing him with the
disappeared.
guitar often, what you said?
Then he disappeared.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, where is
I
he? Now
haven't
he's
have it. Well,
gone.
I'm not saying disappeared, but maybe I wasn't, you know, like I didn't
Where is
keep
he?
up with
Like,
him, but I
he's.
thought he was all right.
I didn't like him. And I'll be honest with you, like hearing Jay-Z, I really like that was another dude that like, you know, listening to Hard Knock, listening to his first album, I thought he was okay. But I wasn't like really on him like that. Like he wasn't like brilliant or like incredible. It wasn't a must listen to for me. And then I started to like him a little bit more when Volume 1 came out, because he dropped like a couple of videos for Streets Is Watching, right? That kind of like I warmed up to Streets Is Watching, like the whole, because it was kind of like a mini movie, right? If I
That
recall, he had like a
that was the Streets Is Watching soundtrack, but he had
that
Streets Is
was
Watching the song on Volume One. I think the mini movie was the soundtrack. Two streets is why. That's two separate
Two
joints.
different joints, but
Two
that's why
different
I started
albums,
to
yeah.
take a liking to him off those videos. You know what I'm saying? And then I thought Volume 1 was okay, but Volume 2 is when I really started to like, maybe because of the joint with him and DMX. I don't know. Like, I started to take more of a liking and take him a little bit more
What, Money Cash
serious.
Hoes?
Money Cash Hoes, I like that joint. It had a lot of energy. Even though I don't like that type of vibe or like
What
that
what's
message.
the difference of money and cash? It's the
Nothing.
same thing.
Same thing.
Never
I know you
liked
mentioned
that
that
song.
before,
Yeah.
and
Yeah,
no, I hear
I
you.
never liked that song.
I think
I
the beat
never
was
liked D.
crazy. I think it had a lot of
Yeah, the beat
energy.
was cool. That was Swiss, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I believe so.
I never liked DMX and My Dog's Bite. I never liked that. I didn't think it
it
was
was
hot.
a
I didn't think. I just was
it
like,
didn't
all
age
right.
well.
I was like,
That
all dogs bite. Not when he first said it, when I first heard it, I was like, but all dogs bite. They have teeth,
Even
not just your
the little
dogs.
ones be nastier than the
Yeah,
big ones.
the ankle biters. Those are the ankle biters. I'm like, yo, your dogs just don't bite. Everybody who has a dog bites. But whatever. I get it though.
So one thing I know we was talking a few minutes before we started filming, and I wanted to say something about Mel Matrix coming home. Whatever, like that's good for the brother that he's home. I never want to see a man locked up away from his family, doing bad. But I saw like a lot of commentary about Jimmy giving him that necklace or whatever. And it was weird to me. What I did want to say was like he gave him the big five or whatever, the non-trade joint, I guess. It's like gang paraphernalia, the medallion, right? And but he denounced or he dropped his
He
flag
dropped
to
his
try to
flag
come
in the letter to the judge. Yeah, trying to, I
right
mean,
in the
yo.
letter to the judge. So and then you come home and the first thing you do is bro incriminate you by throwing that on your neck. I feel like that was like a setup almost like for failure,
Own
because
it.
like he put
Sell
that
it.
energy on you. Right.
Own it.
Right. You know what I'm saying? But and then people were in the comments like, yo, he should have bought him a house. He should have bought him this. First of all, Jimmy don't owe nobody nothing. He's to do whatever he wants to do with his money. He don't gotta buy Mel Matrix a house, a studio, a condo, an apartment. He could buy him whatever he wants to buy him. And he don't owe nobody nothing. Maybe other people feel like whatever he owes Mel, but like Jimmy made Mel. Mel didn't make Jimmy. Unless we talking some gang shit, and I don't really know about that. Like, I'm not non-Trey blood, so that's not my thing. But like to me, it's like whatever. Like, I'm happy to see a brother come home from prison. Now they saying, oh, he had gotten 10 years. Why is he home in 7? Did he give
He got
somebody up?
11.
Now he got 11.
And it's possible that he could have been in some programs to get time knocked off. So, I mean, like, the thing is, this is why I don't get into the street politics, because somebody will get sentenced to something and then they'll come home early, too early for some people's liking, and then they'll be like, yo. He had to have told or cooperated on something with no paperwork, no nothing. People just see you come home. Oh, you said you had 10 years. Why you came home in 5? Or why you came home in 7? Why you came home in 8? Then a lot of people don't know the difference between a state case and a fed case. And like I said, there's programs
I don't think you
that'll
have to do
knock
your
your
whole
time
time in the
off.
feds. I think you
But
do like
see,
a
I
certain
don't even,
percentage of it.
me personally, I'm not even looking it up because I don't care. You know what I mean? But like for the people that do care, it's public information. You can look it up on your own. It's nothing to just look up. If you really that you can't just listen to a 6ix9ine or and that's another thing. Like a lot of people are running to these platforms, the Poetic Flaccos, the Academics, the Aiden, I mean not Aiden Ross, Trap Law Ross, and what's this up the other white guy, No Jumper, right? Adam
Yeah,
22.
Adam 22.
These dudes never did nothing to nobody. You know what I'm saying? I heard Poetic Flacco talking crazy, but don't nobody believe you, man. Like they just talk, and you run into them, and they're calling people snitches and punks, and like this is, it's all messed up. It's all messed up. Like you run into a streamer to get your story because people are gonna listen. I guess that's why they do anything. You wanna get a bag behind it because that's like the motivation now. Everything is like bag chasing and all this like this weird lingo that people use. I'm chasing a bag or content or whatever. But I wouldn't run and tell my story to a geek and a dweeb. You know what I'm saying? Like a straight up dork. I'm like I'm not like I'm not telling my story to no dork who can't even relate to like because they're making fun of somebody's pain and being in prison and like when you if you gotta like do physical harm to somebody, like it takes a lot out of you. Like that stuff, like it's not a joke. You know what I'm saying? Like
And
going to
to live
jail
your
isn't a
life
joke.
in a to live your life in a battlefield, like, when we
It's
were
not
active in
funny.
the streets, it wasn't something pleasurable at any moment,
Right.
thinking that I'm gonna bump into the opposition and I'm either gonna have to take a life or lose my life. It's not a good feeling, and it's not something that you want to glorify, or
And
like, I
these
don't
dudes is
know.
playing with it. And these dudes
Yeah,
are
you're
playing. You
playing with
got
it.
you run it, but you run into them like I don't get it, man. But like as far as like Mel Matrix and Jim and all of that, I mean, it's good that he's home and he's married and he has a child, I believe, or children. Yo, man, people been telling from the beginning. People been telling from the beginning. I remember when and this is more recent. I remember when Alpo came home, and I remember the brother Mecca Audio had interviewed him, and he
I
asked him
remember
about him telling. He was like, "Yo, I did what was best for me. You can't tell nobody. There's no code. That's made up. The mafia told on each other.
Right.
They told, and it was supposed to be La Cosa Nostra and all of that. Like, yo." Or whatever, whatever
The code of Omerta.
Omerta, right, Omerta, right.
Right.
It was on the tip of my tongue, no diddy. Nah, seriously, like that stuff is made up. No women, no children. That's made up. It's made up.
No,
'Cause there's people that
no
don't
killings on
care.
Sundays. My man, The
Right,
Wire.
that, yeah. I
You
mean,
won't get
yo,
on
like, dudes
Sunday.
see. Or dudes see like no women, no kids. Dudes see you with you. Yo, and it's funny. This is funny because today actually I had like I didn't even have an incident at work. It was just like a weird, it was awkward exchange. Like yesterday, there's this dude at my job that I used to be a little cool with him a little bit, and then like he kind of like was trying to be a younger brother, like under the wing kind of thing, and he started acting weird. So I just like distanced myself from him. Like we had a few verbal spats here and there over the years, but nothing crazy. I mean, he said something and I might have invited him to, like a dance or whatever, and he refused it. And that's fine, cool, whatever. So yesterday I'm returning to my office and got some stuff in my hand. He had his family in there. He got two kids. He got his wife in there. One of his kids is on the spectrum. He sees me and he stops and he's like mean mugging me with one kid in each hand. He grabbing their hands tight and he's looking at me and I'm just like, I'm confused. I'm
Like
looking behind
posturing.
me. Yeah. And I just laughed. I'm like, yo, like you're in front of your children behaving like this? I'm like, yo, you don't know what kind of person I am. Like, you don't know if I'm a maniac. You don't know if I would disregard your wife and kids, but you only did that because they were there. So this morning, I didn't even clock in. I saw him. I went right to him. And you know what he did? He called my supervisor for help. He yelled to my supervisor, "Yo, come get him." And then everybody started coming over and got in between us. And then I started getting called all that you a bitch and excuse my language, you a bitch ass nigga
Slow
and all of this and
down.
talking crazy and put on a show. And I just was like you a coward, man. You beat women. Like I'm just like, yo, you just a joke, man. But it's
Yeah,
cool. You know what I
look
mean?
at
I don't
that
even know
shit.
why I went over there. But like the I'm just saying, like people been telling, people been enticing people. And then telling on them. You provoke people, then tell on them. You know what I'm saying? You instigate, you tell on them. You've been violating women, kids. You don't care who's around. This has been going on since the streets have been a thing. This been going on. You know what I'm saying? It's only a certain few that, and those that press the code the most. be the main ones breaking the code, quote
Right.
unquote. Be the main ones, the ones that uphold it the most, be the main ones telling. So I'm not
Right.
shocked. Like I don't care.
Right. I remember when I was younger and we was active in the streets. I'm not gonna say no names or groups or who it is, but people from the town probably will be able to put the pieces together. Me and a couple of Zulus, we used to play the bodega. Not often, but we play the block, play the bodega, typical street stuff, most of the brothers, I guess smoking, drinking, chilling. You know how the streets be in the hood or whatever, Long Island, Queens, New York City. People is outside, people play the bodega, people play the streets, corner stores. And we was chilling outside the corner store, and we went inside another store, came out, went into the bodega. Brothers was gonna get some beef patties and all of that, and we seen one of the opposition, and we like, as soon as we seen him, we like, "Yo, son, come outside." And he like, "Yo, chill, chill, chill. I'm with the family. I got my seeds with me." Like, "Nah, come outside right now. Before we mop you up in the store right now." We getting loud with son Poppy in the bodega, like, "Yo, take that outside, take that outside." Right? We go outside, we ready to scrape son. His BM come out, "Yo, please, I got the seeds with me, I got the kids with me." She showing the kid dangling in her arms, kid crying. He like, "Yo, y'all gonna do me like that?" Son, like, y'all gonna do me like that?" And I looked at his BM and I was like, "Yo, just go. We're gonna take this up another time," right? So that's me being a good dude. I think that was the honorable, respectful thing to do, right? We don't want to expose children to violence. Like, that's not a good thing to do. You know what I'm saying? It could have went crazy. You don't want no children to experience that. I wouldn't want my children to experience me engaging in combat or seeing violence. You know what I'm saying? And the very next day, he seen one of the brothers, the same brother that I was with. And he was like, "Yo, I thought y'all was gonna try to smash me when y'all seen me. You know what I'm saying?" He was like, "Good looking out, because I have my kids with me." And he was like, my son was like, "Yeah, all right." Right? And then he was like, try to give him a pound. And he was like, "Oh, you ain't gonna dap me up?" And he was like, so son was like, "All right, whatever." Went to go reach his hand. When he grabbed his hand and he cut him with a razor in the face. You know what I'm saying? And this is the payback. When you give
So
people the
you're getting a
respect,
pass, yeah.
you give somebody a pass, then they sneak you and cut you in your face. You know what I'm saying? So
Yeah,
I remember my
coward.
son telling me that, right? It's a cowardly move. You know what I'm saying? I remember my son telling me that, and that shit drove me crazy. And I told the brothers, like, "Yo, we ain't giving no passes no more to nobody. I don't care what the circumstances is. We've got a problem with somebody, we're gonna deal with it on the spot. However people feel, whatever happens, happens." You know what I'm saying? Like, that was basically the order. And this is all street shit, because I don't think like that now. At the time, that's what I was on. You know what I'm saying? Because I was really angry, but that's how dudes be playing. They ain't no respect. They ain't no honor. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's always sneaky tactics. "Oh, I don't want to fight you. I don't want to fight you. I don't, they don't want to go 1D with you." But if they got the upper hand in this fight, if they 5D, they want to run down on you. You know what I'm saying? Apply the pressure. You know what I'm saying? It's always like that in the streets. That's why this whole street thing, it's no dudes that's tough in gangs. It's all corny. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody real gladiators or warriors nowadays. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you seen, I don't know if you've seen the Queens Flip video on Eastern Parkway at the Labor Day parade. He put on East Caribbean Day parade. I'm not even gonna call it the Labor Day parade because it has nothing to do with America. That parade, that Eastern Parkway joint is for Caribbeans. But yeah, some I guess the young kid was blood and bumped Queens Flip. And Queen Flip was like on some, like, his thing is "Don't touch me, don't touch me." And the dude was like, "You ain't the celebrity." And young dude skin in his face. And then, he had his security with him. And then he tried to call his nephews to like put pressure on Queen Flip. And the nephew actually gave Flip a dap. And then dude tried to swing on Flip, and Flip knocked him out. And then one of the girls that was with the kid pepper sprayed Flip, and
Well,
Flip thought it was the police because the police intervened. The police was on it, but Flip put
course.
hands on the dude, and the dude was taller than
Well,
Flip. You know what I mean? And he had red on or whatever, so it could be a so he had a bandana on too. Had a flag. Flip knocked the flag off. Like Flip, it's on video. It's on Flip's
yeah,
page actually. It's
I
on
clicked on
Flip's
a link
YouTube
and
channel.
I saw like I try to I saw a lot of people talking about it. I try to click on a link and then there was some like little white kid like cursing Flip out. So I was like, is this like a one, you know, Flip be doing these stunts like where like fake beefs, you
Nah,
know what I'm saying? So I thought that's what it was and I didn't even look for it, you know what I mean, once I saw that.
he was showing a lot of love. People was running down on him, and like yo, we rock with you, Flip. And the dude, and even after that, Flip was still showing love after the incident and everything. He pepper spray, he wiping his face, dude. He was still showing love. You know what I'm saying? Like, and
Yeah,
you
I
just
mean,
can't, like, everybody's tough now. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got this
right.
chip on. Everybody's about the action and all of that. Ain't no love. Like, it's,
Right.
I don't know, man.
And
It's
this is why
weird.
people that are successful don't want to be around the hood no more. Like when people be like, oh, he left the hood, he don't want to come back. Like, see, like Flip, he on the Joe Budden podcast, he did well on his own podcast. Like, you know, he's gone viral in a lot of different moments. I'm sure he's doing pretty good right now. Like, you know, you come and you know, I don't know his ethnic origin, if he's like Afro-Caribbean or whatever,
I
but
think he's Haitian and I think he's Haitian and Jamaican or Haitian and Trini.
okay. So
It's
look,
one of them.
you go to be around your culture, your people, a big celebration, and then you know what I'm saying, look what happens. You know what I'm saying? Somebody try to, you know what I'm saying, test you or put you in a position. And you know, brother could have lost his life, he could have been sued, lost his freedom. Could be a lot of different things that come just from trying to enjoy yourself. You know what I'm
I
saying?
don't be understanding, like, dudes be thinking Flip is a funny dude, and Flip is funny. He crazy, but Flip will fight though. Flip ain't nobody like you know that you got. I told you, my man. When they used to have the Fire and Ice studio, Flip used to be in there. You know what I'm saying? I used to see Flip a little younger than me, but I definitely used to see Flip around in the studio and stuff. And Flip used to be in there, you know, and he was cool. He was cool, and he know a couple of my peoples and all of that. And but Flip get busy. He ain't somebody. He ain't no sucker. He ain't gonna start no trouble. You
Well,
know,
that's what it should, that's the
he a
way it
funny
should
dude.
be.
Yeah, but he ain't gonna let nobody like dude swung on. I think you gotta watch the video. Dude swung, and the
Yeah, I'm gonna
security
check it
got
out. I'm gonna find
between,
it.
and then Flip. Once Flip got to him, it was all. It was like one punch. It was like one punch and dude was on the ground and Flip just like tried to pummel him. Dude was out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I remember like during the 2016 Africa Bambaataa scandal, me and Poppy, Hassan Campbell, were going back and forth on YouTube, and that was like on Flip's channel, and then Flip, started commenting on it, like, so what's up? You want to tell your side of the story? 'Cause, me and Hassan was going back and forth talking crazy to each other. 'Cause I guess like Poppy thought I was on some bullshit. He really didn't know like what type of side or time I was on. So he was like misconstruing some of the things. I think he thought that I was supporting Bambaataa during the whole situation. So he was talking crazy. And then Flip like, messaged me a couple of times, like, yo, do you want to come on the show? And then some brothers declined for whatever reason. They didn't want to go on the show because I wanted to tell my side. I was willing to do that. But I wanted to do it amongst with my peers, but whatever. It never materialized, and then me and Hassan Campbell wound up speaking on it. And when he found out I was Muslim, he like, yo, we shouldn't even be beefing. Like, I don't want to beef with my Muslim brother, and then we smoothed it out. And then me and Poppy been good since. But peace to Flip, man. Like that was dope that he opened the door to get on the platform. I think it would have been good had we did it, but it never got done. But it is what it is.
Yeah, man. Trying to think of anything else. Like, we definitely gonna get into this Ghostface joint. I don't think we're gonna do it today. We wanted to review Supreme Clientele too. But we'll probably hold off and do that, like, when we get Pierre back on. You know what I'm saying? We get the brother Just P on and go at that, because it's only right, you know what I'm saying, that he gets on that as well. Because I'm sure, you know, I want to hear his feedback on it. I personally enjoyed the album, but, you know, we'll talk about it. I know you have some, you know, some thoughts
Speaking of
on it as
Pierre,
well.
if y'all listen to his music, he has a new single out, Malcolm X and a Rugby, featuring him, Louis the Fourth, Timbo King from Royal Fam, Wu-Tang Fam, and Solomon Childs, another Wu-Tang affiliate, and one of the founders of the Low Lives, Vic Lowe, aka Thurston Howard III, produced by GS Advance. It's really
Well,
dope. It's a real dope song. Beat is fire.
I
I
didn't even
think they're
get to
doing
hear
an
it. I didn't even
album.
know it dropped.
Yeah, it's a I think it's an album coming out with
Friday,
P
I
with
think
Just
it's.
P and Louis the Fourth. It's like Wu-Tang meets Low Lives kind of deal. Track
Well,
listing is pretty dope. So if you're a fan of the Wu, like the Wu affiliates too, like, and it's like deep Wu affiliates. Like, I mean, of course, Timbo King, Solomon Childs, but it's other people you might not have known. Like Kenyatta Black is on there. Kenyatta Black is a lowlife, but he was also a part of Black Rose Cartel from out of Brooklyn. That's like the Brooklyn side of Wu-Tang. They was like population clique. They were with Daddy Rose and, you know, Saladin Rose and, you know, a couple of other MCs, Kenyatta Black. You know what I mean? I think Shabam Sadiq is on there also on the album. He's a low life, dope underground rapper, raucous legend.
Or
You know what I
super
mean?
dope too.
Like, yeah, Lyricist
I like
Lounge.
Shabam a lot.
You know, a couple other dudes is
Or
on there too. I think Buddha Monk might be on there, if I'm not mistaken. You know what I'm saying? Like
yeah, I know
they
he was
doing
doing
work.
something. He was out
So
there with Brooklyn Zoo doing something recently. So
yeah.
maybe
So
that's what he was
but
doing,
check out
working
that
on.
single though, Malcolm X and the
Yeah,
Rugby.
man.
The
Shout out to
artwork is
Just
dope.
P.
They got they got the picture of Malcolm when he with the rifle out the window. He got a polo rugby on. Joint is crazy. The cover work is crazy. So it's
Well,
on all streaming platforms too. You know what I mean? Song is dope. But yeah, man. We could tap in with us next week. We're gonna have that Supreme Clientele review for y'all. It's been a long time. I wanna because Ghost is my favorite rapper.
I
I
can't
ain't
hear
gonna
you. I
say.
lost you. I don't know if you hear me.
You can't hear me?
Oh man,
Oh
so I
man.
don't know why it zapped out. I don't know
It's
if he has an
over.
issue with his Wi-Fi or disconnected or whatever. But yeah, man, you know, we just wanted to cover some of the latest topics on that's been people's been talking about. You know, once again, thank you for tuning in to Spears and Mics. This is a weekly podcast. We normally record on Thursdays around 10 p.m. You can catch us live at Stream Live on YouTube, and also it goes on to Spotify and Apple Music. You know, you can listen to the audio, man. But I would certainly appreciate a like on the video, a share. You know, hit that subscribe button. You know, hit the notification bell. Just stay tapped in, and you know, definitely appreciate a couple comments. You know, let us know what you think about, you know, our commentary, what we were talking about. You know, if you want to speak on a certain thing that we covered, you know, drop it. Let's build on the comment section. But you know, stay tuned, man. Peace and love to all. Salute.